Hello, it's Sarah here, and welcome to the Rise Priestess podcast. This is a podcast for healers and leaders, the potent priestesses, witches, activists, and Aquarians of the world who are here to contribute to the liberation of people and the healing of our planet. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Coxon. I'm an archaeologist turned author, priestess, healer, inner alchemy witch, business strategist, and regenerative guide. I'm here to help you heal from stress and hustle, bring forth your most potent medicine into the world, and increase your capacity to receive everything you need to flourish and thrive. Because your expansion is a gift to the world. I'm so glad to welcome you here, and I'm excited to dive into today's episode. Hey, my loves. So another mini dose episode for you where I'm sharing with you four things that I'm doing differently in my business, four boundaries that I'm putting into place. Now, this isn't meant to be a roadmap for you. You and where you are in your journey is completely different from me, obviously. I feel like I don't need to state that, but I will anyway. But this is just meant to serve as a reminder that you get to do business your way. And it may also give you some ideas of what you can implement in your own business as well to help you thrive. So I believe that really any approach will work when we allow it to, when we give it time to work. So the question to always ask yourself is, what do I want my business to look like? What do I want my business to feel like? And we all have limits and boundaries. So we have to celebrate our limits, actually. So this mini dose is really an opportunity to share my limits and new boundaries that I'm putting into place to honor my limits. So the first boundary is, definitely this year anyway, is no free live masterclasses. Any live masterclasses that I will be paid, not huge money. I'm not talking about $100 or anything like that, maybe $20, $30, but they will be paid nonetheless. And the reason for this is that my masterclasses and workshops take a huge amount of intellectual labor. They take a lot of work. I do really, really good work. And I spend hours and hours and hours on them. And I just prefer it when people show up live and there feels like there's some energy exchange and it feels like they're invested in them. It makes me feel good. And why not? Like, as women, we should be compensated for our work. And at the beginning stages of my business, it made sense to do lots of free masterclasses to build up a reputation and get people experiencing my work. But 6 years in now, it's not really necessary. So I will offer free trainings, but they will be pre-recorded. And it just feels like an energetic boundary more than anything else. The next paid workshop I'm planning on doing is around ethical and efficient selling. And so I'll be teaching a trauma-informed framework in relationship to sales. It'll probably be in February if I have the capacity and space for it, or maybe not. It might be later on in the year. That's the idea anyway. And I'll probably also do one on money and the nervous system, because I know a lot of people need help to heal how they relate to money. And it's something that I'm fairly good at helping my clients with. I'm not sure when I'm going to be doing these masterclasses, but yeah, I will be doing them at some point when I have the capacity and they will be paid. So a second boundary that I'm putting into place is I'm not going to be selling in the DMs. So this is traditionally an approach that worked really well with me. I would have conversations with people in the DMs, people interested in working with me, and then I would invite them onto a call with me. But I don't really want to be on social media all the time. And I don't want to hire a team member to pretend to me, because that just is really nasty, in my opinion. So yeah, there's an application form to work with me, and anyone who's interested in working with me, if they send me a message, they'll just be directed straight to the application form. It's really simple. There's no backwards and forwards. Plus, this approach has historically worked very well for me in my business anyway. I receive applications every week, and some are a great fit and others aren't, but the application is the vetting process, and you can take a look at what that actually looks like by going to bit.ly/innerworkwithsarah, or you can click the link in the show notes. And I would say that if you are thinking of working with me and if you're feeling ready to explore that, you can also go and check out that page and you can hit apply. So a third boundary I am placing is that I'm no longer going to do free exploration calls or discovery calls or whatever the fuck you want to call them for my private client work, because I've started to instead introduce paid introductory calls. So rather than like a call that's just like, hey, what do you want? These are actually deeper than a sales call, because we do a little bit of nervous system work so I can suss out where a client is at and I can see if I feel like there's resonance there. And then also they can see if they like me. You know, it's a small fee which gets detracted from their total investment if they do decide to work together. It's just simply another vetting process that protects my time and my energy. And this is something I would never have done in the beginning of my business. I would have never had any bloody clients if I'd done that. But right now, it's just what feels really good for me, because towards the end of the year, I had a few people that were, I don't want to call them tire kickers, that's not what I mean at all. And if you're one of them, please know that I don't mean it that way. I just mean that like I had quite a few calls where people were really like one foot in, one foot out. And it just didn't feel good for me. I was like, my time is actually really, really important and precious. And I just want to make sure that if people are getting on a call with me, they're at least super serious about the possibility of working together. And it's okay if we get on a call and it's like, oh, actually, no, this is not a good fit. That's okay. But it's just like part of that vetting process. And as soon as I implemented this, I had like three people book paid introductory calls within a week. And two of them signed up there and then, and one really wasn't a good fit for my scope of practice, so I referred her elsewhere. And so like I see that as a green light from the universe. It felt really good. So there was no pressure, because you know, in these sessions I know that I'm getting paid for the session, and people who book they tend to be more energetically invested in the conversation. So yeah, I'm just kind of the opinion, like if a prospective client isn't willing to pay me for my time, they shouldn't have time with me, period. And this isn't about me thinking I'm like so amazing or anything like that. It's like, it's just about my boundaries this year. And I'd much rather that time go into helping people, working with paying clients. It's not a good use of my time to keep giving out free calls. It's like a newbie strategy that really, really worked for me, and it just wasn't working for me anymore because I was feeling resentful. So yeah, it's a boundary that feels very nourishing for me, but there may be a trade-off, right? The trade-off is I might make less sales to begin with because it might put people off, but I don't care. That's okay. It's a trade-off that I'm willing to make. There are always trade-offs in our business. And to make up for it, I will just simply pitch my private work more often. So I think it will balance out. So it's a tweak in my approach. I have to give it time to pay off, but the universe has already given me the green light. So I'm feeling good about it. A fourth boundary is that I only want to work with intimate groups. So we're talking like 10 people tops. Even in the regenerative alchemy coach training, which I know is crazy because you aren't supposed to, like, aren't you supposed to want to scale a coach training? Well, not this Aquarian coach. There is a reason for that. I really just love to be in relationship with people. I love to build relationships. And in my last scaled group, we had over 23 women in there at one point. It wasn't possible to know everyone properly, and it really made my heart sore. I just was like, this just isn't Sarah. This just isn't me. So I want to know the women who are paying me their money. So yeah, the offers that I'm focusing on this year are my private practice, which I love. I have the most amazing clients, and we do really deep work there. The Coven, which I also love, and the regenerative alchemy coach training. So they will be small, intimate groups. The trade-off, because like I said, there's always a trade-off in decisions, is that less people will get to work with me. But the payoff is that they'll work with me in deeper capacity. And I reckon my reputation for facilitating results will increase even more because of that. And I will say this till the cows come home, but yeah, I think this is the best marketing tool, like long term. So, you know, you never know. Maybe one day I'll be one of those weirdos that never shows up on social media, but their practice is always fully booked. And I'm probably actually not that far off. So there you are. They are my four boundaries I'm putting into place this year. And it feels really, really, really good. I would love to know if this resonated with you and which one you might try out. And yeah, you can always message me. You can message me on Instagram at Dr. Sarah Coxon. And if you're not following me over there, you should definitely follow me over there. And you can also share this episode on your stories and tag me if it really spoke to you. That's a great way to really help the podcast to kind of gain visibility, and I really appreciate that. And if you are ready to explore working with me, then you can go to click the show notes, or you can go to bit.ly/innerworkwithsarah, and you can fill out the application and we'll see if you're a good fit. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Rise Priestess podcast. And I'd love to invite you to consider perhaps sharing this episode on your social media stories to spread the word. There is way more goodness where this came from. If you'd like to go deeper with my work and receive free exclusive monthly inspiration, contemplations, and practices that I don't share anywhere else, then you can sign up for the Regenerate newsletter by heading over to drsarahcoxon.com and following the link. See you over there, and thanks for tuning in.